This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
A Warren County farmer has taken a small dairy operation and turned it into a way to preserve the heritage of the family farm for generations to come. Carl Cheney, who owns and operates Cheney's Dairy Farm, says they had humble beginnings.
We've been farming on this farm here since 1888, and I'm fourth generation, and our kids will be fifth generation. And my dad started in 1940 milking cows. And he started with two cows, milking them by hand.
Cheney says that original barn was in use for many years on the farm.
62, Dad built a barn, and we milked in that barn for 54 years. Of course, twice a day, every day. And then in June 14, 2016, we started milking with a robot.
He adds the next chapter began nearly 20 years ago when he and his wife, Deborah, came up with the idea of making ice cream.
We did some research and decided to open an ice cream store on our farm, and of course, that has gone over very, very, very well. And matter of fact, last year we made about 30,000 gallons of ice cream.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with five Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
What does it really mean to provide the best crop nutrition? With AgroLiquid, you're getting a one-of-a-kind approach, one that caters to your specific agronomic needs. You're getting a crop nutrition plan that maximizes your fertilizer applications from every drop, all while accounting for your management practices and the products you're already using. But it's not just a product. It's peace of mind, knowing we've thought of everything. That's the AgroLiquid way. Apply less, expect more. Find a retailer at agroliquid.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Warren County farmer Carl Cheney says the cost increases are a challenge.
We were probably running around $11,000 to $12,000 a month, and now I'd say that feed price is running $16,000 to $17,000 a month. Everybody knows what diesel prices are doing.
He adds sharing the story of their farm with the public is something he truly enjoys.
They've got all kinds of questions. It's always cool to be able to communicate with them, to find out what their issues are, what they seem as problems, and then to give them our point of view of why we do things the way that we do.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.